The next dictation by Dr. Sharon Hermes, MD, is patient Aaron Smith, first name A-A-R-O-N, last name Smith. This is a treble stress echocardiogram. Cardiac Care Associates letterhead file, Streco, S-T-R-E-C-H-O, space Smith, space A. Treble stress echocardiogram, date of examination, 8-12-22, referring physician, Philip Woodham, MD, performing physician, Sharon Hermes, MD, new paragraph clinical indication, 50-year-old male with history of hypertension, for stress test on his medication, parentheses, hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligrams, amlodipine, 2.5 milligrams, close parentheses, period. New paragraph, ECG stress interpretation, new paragraph, baseline ECG, normal size, rhythm, common J-point elevation, new paragraph, baseline blood pressure, colon 100 over 70, baseline heart rate, 74 beats per minute, period, new paragraph. The patient underwent treadmill exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. The patient exercised for 7 minutes and 41 seconds, semicolon 1 minute and 41 seconds into stage 3 of a Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 135, parentheses, 79% maximum projected heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure of 170 over 70 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 22950, period. New paragraph. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. He experienced dyspnea in the last stage of stress. Stress was terminated to significant leg fatigue with the patient unable to exercise further on the treadmill. The patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 8.5 to 9 mets. The patient had a hypertensive blood pressure response to stress. The patient had an attenuated heart rate response to exercise for his functional capacity with failure to achieve 85%. Correction, the patient had an attenuated heart rate response to exercise with failure to achieve 85% maximum projected heart rate. At the end, when he was at correction, at his purported correction, at his functional capacity, correction, with failure to achieve 85% maximum predicted heart rate on the treadmill, period. The patient had a final blood pressure of 100 over 60 and a heart rate of 87 at the end of the recovery period. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia, new paragraph impression, normal ECG portion of treble stress echocardiogram to 79% maximum predicted heart rate at a submaximal level of stress, period, new paragraph, echocardiographic interpretation. The patient underwent treble stress echocardiogram utilizing standard protocol. Patient was imaged at baseline, immediately post-peak stress exercise in left lateral decubitus position. Parasternal long axis, parasternal short axis, four chain reviews, apical two chain reviews were obtained. The baseline study was technically adequate and fair of good quality, fair to good quality for parasternal views and good quality for apical views. The post-peak stress study was technically adequate and of good quality for all views. New paragraph, baseline echocardiogram, normal wall motion without regional wall motion abnormalities. New paragraph, post-peak stress echocardiogram, normal wall motion without regional wall motion abnormalities with normal augmentation wall motion with exercise, no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. New paragraph, impression, normal echocardiographic portion, treble stress echocardiogram to 79% maximum correction. Impression, non-diagnostic portion of treble stress echocardiogram for failure to achieve 85% maximum projected heart rate, but normal echocardiographic portion of treble stress echocardiogram to 79% maximum projected heart rate. New paragraph conclusions, 1. Normal ECG portion tremble stress echocardiogram to 79% maximum projected heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. The diagnostic predictive value of this finding is diminished by the submaximal level of stress attained. Two, the patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period, but experienced dyspnea in the last stage of stress and complained of significant leg fatigue. Three, the patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 8.5 mets. Period functional capacity may have been limited by the patient's leg fatigue. Which limited exercise time on the treadmill, which limited exercise time on the treadmill. Four, the patient had a hypertensive blood pressure response to stress with ineffective blunting of his blood pressure response to stress on his current medication. The patient had an attenuated heart rate response to exercise, presuming he had achieved his functional capacity, but potentially a normal heart rate response to exercise if stress was terminated. Correction. The patient had an attenuated heart rate response to exercise with failure to achieve 85% maximum predicted heart rate at his functional capacity. Findings may be related to an element of conduction disease versus limitation of exercise time on the treadmill due to leg fatigue. Five, VPCs were noted at peaks in the last stage of stress, but there were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress. Correction, VPCs were noted at peak stress and in early recovery, but there were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. Please add, VPCs were noted in early recovery in the initial paragraph as well, where it says VPCs were noted in the last stage of stress. And here you can say VPCs were noted in the last stage of stress and in early recovery, but there were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. Six, non-diagnostic portion of tremble stress echocardiogram for failure to achieve 85% maximum predicted heart rate, but normal echocardiographic portion of the study to 79% maximum predicted heart rate with normal baseline and post-peak stress wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities, common normal augmentation wall motion with exercise and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Armes, MD.